I'm Jill Dittmeyer, and this is Curious Mix.
Do you remember when you were not allowed to bring food or beverages into the library? That same barrier is being broken at Newfields, the Indianapolis Museum of Art, where food and beverage is now available just a few feet away from the galleries. It's part of the museum's efforts to develop its culinary arts program and to continue its vision of bringing the outdoors indoors. The Art of Japan is being featured in 2019 with everything from interactive video displays of ancient Japanese poetry to samurai swords. The Tea House is Newfield's first indoor culinary pop-up effort, and this one reflects the Japanese theme and the idea of bringing the outdoors in, since most authentic tea houses are located in a garden. The culinary pop-up is found at the top of the escalator from the lobby and a few feet from the first-floor galleries. I spent some time at Newfields in the Tea House speaking with the museum's culinary arts director about the challenges and rewards of bringing food and beverage into an art museum.
Josh Ratliff, director of culinary arts. First of all, this space was designed as a lobby area, so while it's beautiful and the light is perfect, there was no plumbing. So we have an amazing facilities team that found a way to crawl through the ceiling and make water happen here for us, which is, as you know, an important part of tea. We don't have a mobile ordering app or a sticker on the cup with your name on it. We have a team of six people that are trained and have been tested and passed their tea service class. Tea is important because Hoosiers are familiar to it. While our tea house is, has done a lot to curate a mix of high-end teas and high-touch experiences with tea, we also pour good iced tea that my mom would love, beautiful floral teas, teas that are just beautiful to look at, with the blooming tea that we have at the top of our menu. I think tea is a great place to start for anything or to take a break from something. And it's comforting, it's warm. I think it really ties into the season, the content around us and the galleries, and our goals in culinary art to make people feel good with food and beverage. We really encourage people to get a pot of tea, not just a cup. The pot really allows you to take what are called second and third pulls off of the leaves, which I equate as a sommelier, I equate to kind of decanting a wine right out of the bottle, or that first pull out of leaves is going to be very assertive. It's going to be bright or tannic, or whatever the nature of the tea is, it's going to be very strong, very assertive for itself. And as the second and third pulls come out, it kind of tells you its secrets and relaxes. And so we really encourage the pot because it allows us to pour more water for you as you extend your tea experience however long you'd like. This is a 19th century tetsubin, which is a cast iron water boiling apparatus. It's Japanese. It is kind of the mascot of the tea house for us. Traditionally in a tea house, it would be over an actual fire. They don't permit me to have fire in the art gallery. But lucky for us, with induction technology, we can use the cast iron just the way it is and still bring water up to various temperatures. I think it's really about a meditation, a rhythm that takes time and mindfulness to be able to execute. And not unlike yoga or other meditations, I think the act of making tea really requires you to slow your intellectual metabolism down a little bit. And the aromatherapy and things like that can also be seen as art.
Will people be able to take their tea with them as they go through the museum?
You can take your prepared hot tea with you in your stomach and in your memory, wherever you like. You can take dry tea home to make for yourself. But because we are an island surrounded by galleries, we do not allow people to take to-go cups or anything with them.